Crew, let's ranch it up. After this, of course. Jorgensen Land and Cattle, the nation's largest seed stock supplier, invites you to the ranch in Ideal, South Dakota for the 54th annual Top Cut Angus Bull Sale powered by the Motherlode, featuring 200 registered Angus bulls backed by proven maternal strength and long-term cowherd value. All sale information at ranchchannel.com and jorgensenfarms.com. For 54 years, the Top Cut Sale has been the standard for practical, performance-driven Angus genetics. Jorgensen Land and Cattle at the ranch Monday, April 20th. The world-famous Miles City Bucking Horse Sale is back, featuring one of the largest one-day matched bronc riding events presented by True Vet Solutions. Join us on Sunday, May 17th for a PRCA-sanctioned spectacle where over 30 elite bronc riders compete for a massive $75,000 purse in honor of the 75th annual Miles City Bucking Horse Sale. Visit buckinghorsesale.com for schedule and tickets. The world-famous Miles City Bucking Horse Sale, where the spirit of the West comes alive.
Welcome to Sire Buyer, the nation's number one destination for buying and selling breeding genetics. Sire Buyer features the top Angus bulls across the country. If you're looking for the best place in breeding genetics, you've just found it.
Good day, everyone. Welcome to your short go daily dose of Ranch It Up. I'm Jeff Tigger Earhart.
And I'm Rebecca Warner, a.k.a. Beck.
Today is a happy birthday to a childhood hero of mine.
Who is that?
He was the one that when I watched this show every Saturday, I fell in love with archery. Not Robin Hood, it's John Schneider. He played Bo Duke on the Dukes of Hazzard.
Oh, I love Dukes of Hazzard.
The Duke boys, they could not have firearms because I think they were in probation or on probation or something like that, which is why they always had compound bows and they would always put sticks of dynamite on the arrows and they'd blow all this stuff up. I thought it was awesome.
I miss the Dukes of Hazzard. It was such a good family like type show that had the car, the orange car,
the General Lee. You almost forgot what it was there for a moment, didn't you?
I would not forget.
So who was your favorite, Bo Duke or Luke Duke? Because Bo Duke was the blonde guy. And Tom Wopat was Luke.
I was a Bo Duke fan.
I was too, maybe because he was blonde and I'm blonde and he was a little taller than Luke.
Quick question, did you ever try sliding into the car through the window down?
Who didn't try that? And since yesterday was National Beard Lovers Day, I would imagine probably some of that was involved when I was trying to, you know, do the Dukes of Hazzard in the car.